Okay, we'll get started again on the second session here.
好，我们现在开始今天的第二部分的课程。
Okay, we're in the second part of Genesis chapter 6, verse 4.
我们在继续在谈的是创世纪第六章第四节。
Now, I need to check back on the Hebrew translation with the colonel, but in the English it says after that, meaning that after the giants came, then the sons of God came to the daughters of men. But actually, the fallen angels were having sex with the woman before the Nephilim came, because the Nephilim are the result of this, of course.
Sure. Yeah. They are the children.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but if you read the English translation, that's not what it says. But the Hebrew is different.
在六章四节里面哦，的英文的翻译哦，跟这个希伯来文是有不一样的。这个说法呢，它的英文翻译成说，那些Nephilim 哦，是在天使跟人类的女儿好交合后才来，它是用来到。
The colonel, he explained in the Hebrew, I have to go back and check it, but there's some kind of a preposition.Which, and the Hebrew jumps around, the Hebrew language. But we have to understand, obviously, the second part of the verse happens before the first part. Otherwise it doesn't make sense. See, it says, there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and the daughters of men. See, the English doesn't make sense.
Oh, so it's backwards.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, 巨人好在地球上，然后再说哦，之后那些上帝的儿子跟女人在一起。
Yeah, but don't be surprised by an English translation that doesn't make sense because it happens all the time.
你不要觉得这个很意外啊，就是英文的这个翻译是错的。其实，在圣经里很多地方，他们英文的翻译也是错的。
You have to remember, a lot of the translators, they might be scholars in the language, but they don't understand the theology.
因为很多的这个翻译的人啊，在翻译圣经的人，他们其实也许懂这个语言，但他不懂得整个的圣经的这些状态。
Yeah, and every language, it's not just the Hebrew or the Greek or even English or whatever. You know, every language has its, we say, idiosyncrasies. Well, it means it's one word can mean many, many different things, of course.
因为在任何的语言里面哈，它都有可能一个字有非常多的用途跟意义。
And that's why understanding theology is also very important.
所以就变成说，我们真的要懂得它真正的这些历史的状态，否则的话，我们就很容易会误解那些字它的真正的含义。
So for this verse to make sense, the first sentence in chapter 6 verse 4 has to happen after the second sentence.
所以从英文的这个里面啊，你要来看一下，这跟希伯来文它其实是颠倒了。好，所以六章四节的这一段话其实是应该是倒过来看的，是先是有了这些天使来跟人类的女儿好交合之后才有巨人的出现。
Yeah, because obviously, you know, people don't have babies. You know, the baby is not born and then you have sex afterwards. You have sex first and the baby comes after.
因为你一定是要先有性关系才会生孩子啊，所以这个次序绝对不能错啊。
That's just common sense.
这是我们常识。
Okay, so after that, when the sons of God came into daughters of men. So here we have the sons of God, that's the fallen angels. And now they're choosing the woman. Remember, they could choose whoever they wanted.
好，所以呢，这实际上的状况是，这些上帝的儿子，也就是天使们，他们来到地球，然后呢，选择他们想要的女人是人类的女儿。好，那你不要忘记哦，他们这些天使想要选任何人类的女儿，都会成功，因为他们实在是太俊美、太完美了。
Okay, and then the offspring were born to them.
所以呢，他们因为结合，所以他们的孩子就生出来了。
And this would be written as the mighty men of old or something like that. What do you have there?
啊，而这些呢，所生的孩子就是上古时代的那些大英雄。
Now, as part of our study, we probably won't get time tonight, but as part of the study, we need to look at Greek mythology and other mythology because it talks about these mighty men.
而这些讲大英雄的话，我们就应该要谈一下下这个希腊神话里面的那些神人。
But just to tell you what's happening, you know, some of the more famous of these Nephilim is like Hercules, for example, and then you have Bacchus.
好，所以其实这些在希腊神话里面的那些很重要的这些神人啊，其实什么宙斯啊什么的，其实就在那个时候出现的。实际上他们就是天使跟人结合生的孩子。
Yes, apparently Hercules was the son of Zeus. He's the, you know, one of the famous Greek gods. Zeus and Jupiter are the same god, but Zeus is Greek and Jupiter is Roman. Because we'll get onto this later, but just to give a quick example, Zeus, he had sex, apparently, with a woman called Alcmene.
这边呢我们讲一些些希腊神话里面的故事啊，就是宙斯他跟一个叫 Alcmene 的一个女人类的女儿。
Okay, and they had a son called Hercules.
他们结合然后生了一个大力神。
And he's one of the more famous ones.
那个大力神就是最有名的一个希腊神话的神。
Now this is just in Greek mythology, and a lot of the Greek mythology we learn from today is from the writings of the poet, he was called Homer.
大部分的人读到很多希腊神话的故事都是从荷马这位文学家的著作里面读到的。
So we really don't know if this person called Hercules existed, but you know, he's in the Greek mythology. Could have just been made up. It could be a made up name.
因为荷马是一个文学家，所以我们不太确定他所写的这个大力神是不是真的存有的这个传说里的，还是说是他自己荷马他所捏造出来的。
And of course, there's no real god called Zeus, but maybe one of Satan's demons was called Zeus. You know, we don't.
当然没有一个神是真正叫做宙斯啊，也没有这样的一个宙斯。那但是他有可能是一个天使。所以这个宙斯有可能就是一个堕落的天使。
Yeah, but anyway, you really don't put your faith in Greek mythology to get the names and the events, but they give a good example of what was happening in the angelic infiltration.
当然我们不是要相信这些希腊神话里面的这些事情啊，来当作我们的事证，但是的确希腊神话所提到的这些故事是有一些些吻合我们在谈的在创世纪里发生的状态。
And this mythology, like the Greek and the Roman mythology, is really no different from mythologies that you have all around the world in many different cultures.
而这些从这个希腊或者是罗马的这些古代神话，跟在地球其他世界各地所发生的神话，其实那些神话的故事都蛮相似的。
Okay, but later on, yeah, we can look at a few more examples.
那等会儿也许我们还会再举一些其他的例子。
But just to let you know that when we see this in Genesis chapter 6 verse 4, talking about these mighty men of old, these are actually mentioned not just in the Bible. So we do have other accounts of these people.
所以我们现在回到这个创世纪六章四节所提到的那一句话，就是那就是上古的大英雄。好，这个其实是可以跟这些其他地方跟那个时代的一些神话是可以互相呼应的。
When the angels were having sex with the woman, this was against the rules.
所以那些天使们来跟人类的女儿性交，这个事情是完全违背上帝的法令的。
And just to repeat a little bit about what we mentioned before the break, you know, God always tells us about the rules. We're never deceived about what the consequences of our wrongdoing will be.
好，就是这又回到我们刚刚下课前说的，就是我们上帝永远都会先把规则讲清楚啊，所以我们如果做错什么，就一定会有后果。
And this appears to us in the scriptures in what we call imperative moods. So all the way through the scripture, you have things told as a command. You will do this. You will not do that. For example.
所以在整个的圣经里面，你会看到很多呢。如果用这个原文看，会很清楚的。它是用所谓的命令句来谈的。也就是说，你一定像命令一样，你可以做这个，你不可以做那个。
And what this is doing is God is talking to your volition.
而这是什么呢？这就是上帝在对我们的意志发出命令。
Remember, it's your volition which decides the outcome of the angelic appeal trial.
因为我们要记得，就是我们的自由意志是会决定正向顺服或者是负向的叛逆，结果会造成天使征战的一些审判 的结果会不一样。
And actually, as a Christian, you still have to use your volition to decide, do I really want to know what God's rules are?
即使是一个基督徒，他还是要用到他的自由意志来决定到底以及去理解上帝他的规则是什么。
Like when we're teaching a children's camp, we can say to the children, well, God wants you to do good and he doesn't want you to do bad.
在我们的儿童营里面呢，这些儿童福音里，福音营，我们一定会跟儿童们讲说，上帝希望你做什么是对的，然后上帝不希望你做什么，那是错的。
But that's a very sort of a basic outline of God's thinking.
你要做对的，你不要做错的，这基本上是上帝很基础的一个他的一个原则。
You can't live the Christian life thinking, well, I'll just do good and I won't do bad, because you don't know what good and bad really is.
但是对于一个基督徒来讲，如果没有去学习什么是对的，什么是错的，你怎么知道什么时候要做对的，什么时候要做错的？
But again, if you study the scriptures, it becomes very clear what is right and what's wrong.
但是如果你很努力的去读圣经，你就会很清楚上帝认为的事情哪些是对的，哪些是错的。
And as you learn scripture, you also learn how to be humble to obey those commands as well.
而且当你是一个基督徒，你就要学习怎么样去变谦卑，然后去顺服神认为对的事去做，然后也顺服哪些不对的事不该去做。
And as we learn about God's love for us and the grace that is given towards us, we also gain the correct motivation to obey God.
而我们呢，也一样学习
about God's love for us,
上帝对我们的爱
and the grace that He's given towards us,
还有上帝给我们的恩典
that develops the correct motivation in order for us to obey Him.
然后呢，这才会让我们可以学习到对的动机，让我们可以顺服于神。
But I see a lot of Christians say, "Well, I love God and I know God loves me," but they don't take the time to learn.The scriptures about what they should be doing.
所以很多的人他们都觉得说哦我爱神好我也知道神爱我但是他们却没有花力气花时间去学习圣经来了解上帝认为我们该怎么做。
And then you just get some people, and even Christians, not just the unbelievers, but they can just be naturally rebellious because that rebellion is coming from the sin nature.
所以呢因为没有去学习所以我们呢就很有可能即使是一个基督徒或者是一个非基督徒我们就跟着我们原本的这个很自然的就去犯错了为什么因为我们是有罪性
yeah, Everybody's sin nature is different but we all have a natural tendency to sin natural tendency to rebel
而也许每一个人的这个会犯的错会容易犯的罪不一样但是不论怎么样我们就是有罪性就是会有这样子的趋势是比较容易去做错的事。
Yeah, what your weakness is in your sin might be somebody else's strength. So that, yeah, say you might have a weakness to gossip, for example, and somebody else doesn't. But the person that doesn't gossip, he can see your weakness when you can't.
那但是也许呢比如说我有一种坏习惯就是去假设我是很容易去讲别人的那些闲话。那另外一个人他也许没有这样子的这种罪性所以他很容易就会看到我会讲闲话的这种坏习惯那这个人也许没有这个坏习惯但他有别的罪性会让他去犯其他的错
And for a Christian, when you read about a command in scripture and that doesn't agree with your sin nature you tend to overlook that, I think
好比如说所以我们一个人呢在读圣经的时候有的时候我们会看到一个经句哦，它就根本就是在讲我们自己的弱点可是呢我们也会有一种习惯就很希望就看到了那个讲我们自己弱点的那些经句我们就想要赶快翻过去就忽略它
And that's why it takes humility to be able to look at scripture and to say this is applying to me
所以呢我们变成更需要有一种谦卑的态度看着那些经圣经里面提到我们的弱点的时候我们更是很认真的说嗯这就是我的问题
Okay, but again, these rules of scripture, they're speaking to your volition. What are you going to do about this?
所以呢圣经里面的这些句子就刚好像是在跟我们的自由意志对话一样他就在讲我们的问题我们该看到的时候我们要怎么去处理这个问题。
And for the fallen angels, before the angelic infiltration, it was the same. They were given the rules. They were told what they can and can't do. They were told the consequences too. But they didn't listen.
所以对那些天使也是一样，在他们要来这个渗透到人类的基因里面，他们想要做这个坏事之前，他们就已经知道他们不可以这样做，而且甚至告诉他们，如果你这样做了，会有什么样的后果。
We read in Jude chapter 1, and then in Peter, 2 Peter chapter 2, how the fallen angels end up in Tartarus.
好，所以在犹大书的第二章。
And 2 Peter chapter 2.
彼得二书的第二章。
Okay, it tells us how these fallen angels are now in Tartarus.
都有提到说现在这些堕落天使又跑去跟人类女儿性交的这些堕落天使现在都被关在黑暗坑里。
And they would have known about that before they committed their crime.
所以他们都是在做这个坏事这个犯这个罪行之前早就知道这个是不可以做的。
Okay, so we'll do the first verse now. Jude chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. So I'll go over to that.
好，我们现在看一下犹大书的第六跟第七节。
Jude 1, 6, 7. Okay, the angels who did not keep their own domain.
好，这边写到犹大书一章六节。又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使。
But they abandoned their proper place.
When you say place, it means position?
Yeah, that's right.
It's not a location.
Not a location, but more like a position, yeah.
好，所以这边讲到又有不守本位离开自己住处的天使，其实不是住处啊，就是说他没有守他自己该有的一个角色。
Yeah, see, they have a proper place and a position and even a way to behave. It can be looked at as a way to behave.
这个讲的这种角色或者他的位置哈，应该是比较像是他们应该要有的一个行为哈的这个意思。
Yeah, their proper place is away from the human woman, not having relations with them.
所以正确的位置或者本位是意思就是说他们不该离开他们天使该有的角色而去跟人类的女儿去发生性关系。
Okay, and we're going to see this later. Remember when Jesus Christ is upon the earth and he's casting out demons from people that have been demon possessed. See the angels again that they're not in their proper place. Now they're indwelling humans. That's not their proper place.
当耶稣来到人间的时候，他帮很多的一些被鬼附的人赶鬼。那些被鬼附的那些人也是那些所谓的这个堕落天使这些魔鬼齁进到人的身体里那也是他们不该在的地方。
It says that they did not stay in their proper place. See, God has said, this is your place and this is proper for you. This is where you have to stay.
所以呢讲到说这些天使他们没有守本位齁就是意思就是说他们没有在该有的位置。
And actually, in the Greek, you have the word topos, which actually, it just means a place. Literally, it's a place, but we're talking about their proper place.
So, 所以在这个希腊文里面就讲到的是这个字就是位置，好，所以说对的位置，他没有在他对的位置，就叫本位。
Okay, and then it goes on to say that he has kept them in eternal chains of darkness.
好，然后呢说主用永远的锁链把他们拘留关在黑暗里。
For an angel who has this body of light, normally you cannot catch an angel, obviously, but the light is turned off with these chains of darkness.
因为天使它本身就是一个光，所以光你是没办法抓住它，没有办法用把链条锁住它的。所以他这边所讲的是把锁链把它拘留在黑暗里，就是把基本上就等于把它的光给关掉了，所以它就不存在一样被关起来了。
From the scientific principle, I guess, is that darkness is the absence of light. So you take away light and there's darkness.
就像从这个物理学来讲，就是所谓的黑暗就是没有光。就叫黑暗，所以当你把那个光给关掉了，哎，就是黑暗，它就不存在了。
Okay, and we don't know the exact details of physics behind this, but the angelic bodies have been immobilized, means they cannot move anymore.
所以这个当然从物理里面来说有一定有一些的学理，但是不管怎么样，这边的意思就是说这些代表，就是光代表他们的这些天使，他们就已经没有光了，所以他就等于是根本没有办法再动了。
These angels, they have the soul, and everything is operating in the soul, but obviously that they cannot move, they cannot do anything.
而那些天使也是有魂的哦，他们所有的思维什么的都在魂里，可是却因为没有了光，就好像他们没有了身体，他们就没办法动了。
And they've been like that now for at least 5,000 years.
从那个时候算起，这些被拘留拘捕的在黑暗坑里面的这些天使，他们到现在应该已经有5000年了。
That's a torture in itself. There's probably no physical pain as such, but just the fact that you're just stuck and all you can do is think about the wrongdoing that you've done. And there's a lot of bitterness. These angels, these fallen angels must be very, very bitter. That's a torture in itself.
而这些天使们从那时候到现在五千年来，也许他们并没有所谓的那种疼痛啊这种感觉，但是你想想看，这些非常苦毒，他们头脑里充满苦毒的天使，让他们完全没有办法可以有任何的功能，就变成被锁在一个黑暗中的那个状态中。你可以想象，他们就基本上就是卡住了，完全没有办法有任何的行为能力，这是一个非常非常恐怖的一个折磨。
Now, they're in Tartarus. We know from another passage that the place that they're in is called Tartarus. But that's not an eternal place for them. They won't be there forever.
但是我们也要知道，这个黑暗坑，这个堕落天使被关的地方，它并不是一个永远都会存，他们还是会被移出的，他们现在是暂时在这里。
Because it says here that they've been kept for the great day of the judgment.
所以他说在经句第六节最后一句，他说他们在这边呢是等候大日的审判，也就是说他们全部现在被关在黑暗坑里，等着将来会有很大的审判。
Okay, now this comes out in Revelations chapter 20:10.
好，这要再过来看启示录的第20章第10节。
That's where we see Satan thrown into the lake of fire, but obviously, you know, the fallen angels will also go with him.
在这一个章节里面讲说撒旦会被推进火湖里，那其实呢这一些堕落天使会是跟着撒旦一起被推进火湖里的。
And also Matthew 25:41, it tells us that the lake of fire has been prepared for Satan and his minions. They usually translate minions, but you know, this is his fallen angels.
Which one?
Matthew 25:41.
好，在马太福音的25章41节里面也提到说，撒旦跟他的这些同党的会被一起送进火湖里，就是指的是这些堕落天使。
It actually says here the judgment of the great day, but remember the judgment has already taken place. God has already sentenced them to the lake of fire.
而我们讲说大审判呢，其实在很早以前，就是在天上就已经判定。好，他们已经将来要去火湖了。
All that is left to be carried out is the appeal trial. When it's finished, is God is going to declare whether the appeal of Satan is upheld or whether it's rejected. That's what the appeal trial does. It makes the decision: do we stick to the original sentence, or is the defendant free to go?
好，因为呢，在之前的那个审判已经下了决定，说这些堕落天使跟撒旦都要去火湖里。那但是呢，后面呢，这个现在的这个时期，都是这一群被判刑的罪犯他们申诉期。也就是说，在申诉中间呢，最后的结果会变成是按照原判让他们去火湖，还是要让他们可以免了罪。好，所以我们现在是在这申诉期。
And we know from the prophecy of scripture that Satan will lose his appeal trial. That's why he's thrown into the lake of fire.
但是我们也知道从这个圣经里面的这种先知性的这种整个的描述哦，最后撒旦是输了，他的申诉是不成功的，所以最后他是一定会被送进火湖里的。
Yeah, so there's actually no more judgment for Satan. It's not like he has to be judged again.
所以这是不会再有另外一个宣判了，因为其实撒旦跟这些堕落天使在很早以前的审判里面就已经宣判他们是要去火湖里了，所以不会再有第二次的宣判。
See, we read about Satan being thrown into the lake of fire in Revelation 20:10, but then the great white throne judgment, which is for the unbeliever, takes place after that. So after Satan is thrown in the lake of fire, then you have the great white throne judgment for the unbelievers.
好，然后在启示录二十章第十节里面有讲到，在撒旦跟他的堕落天使群们会被先送进火湖里，然后呢才会有大白宝座的审判，这个是对那些非信徒会有的。
Yeah, so they're two separate events.
所以这是两个不同的事件。
And the angels that are in Tartarus, the fallen angels, bodies have been frozen somehow, but they will have to go into some kind of an eternal body which has been designed for the lake of fire, just like for the unbelievers.
而这些现在被关在黑暗坑里的这些堕落天使，他们之后会得到一个另外一种身体，那那个身体是让他们可以被送到火湖里去烧死的。
Yeah, see, I don't know for sure, but it seems like if you have a body of light, like the angels do, that would not experience pain.
因为当他们如果是原来天使的状态，他并没有真正的身体，他只是光嘛，所以这样子的这种形体是没有办法感受到火湖的这种烧掉的痛苦。
Imagine even now, the angels, whether they're elect or fallen angels, they can sort of fly through the sun, and they wouldn't get burnt.
就像那些其他天使一样啊，这个天上的那些被蒙召选的这些好天使们，他们就是光啊，所以他是完全可以飞进太阳里面，也不会感受到被烧的感觉。
So they would have to have their bodies changed into some kind of a, what we call like an eternal lake of fire body, I guess.
所以对于那些堕落天使来讲，他们要被送进火湖被烧之前，他一定是要换成一种可以让他感受到痛苦的某一种身体。
And the interesting thing about the eternal body for them is it cannot burn up because it's eternal. And we usually think that when most things experience heat for a long time, it burns and then it dies. But that's not the case for these people in the lake of fire.
而这些堕落天使他们有的那个身体是不是真的会烧掉的，它是会在火湖里就一直被烧，一直被烧，一直被烧，永远的、永生的被烧，所以是一个很恐怖的一个状态。
Okay, so you know, this gives us more reason to want to evangelize the unbeliever, really, knowing that that's their fate. Isn't that good enough reason to motivate us to evangelize, right?
Scare them death.
Well, no, but it motivates us as well because we love these people. You know, we should have learned to love the unbeliever. And we know that this is the outcome they face, right? The Bible says they're there forever, so obviously the body doesn't burn.
Even the human beings.
Even the unbelievers get an eternal body, but they have to spend eternity in that eternal body and they're suffering forever.
而我们这也是我们为什么一定要传福音给非信徒，因为他们将会得到在死后也最后也会在大白宝座的审判之后会被送去这个永远被烧的火湖里面，他们也一样会被一直被烧，永远的在无尽的这个火焰中无尽的被烧，所以是很恐怖的。
The Apostle Paul felt so sorryThinking about the future of many of the Jewish people, all of the Jewish people, that he said, if it was possible that I could take their place in the lake of fire, I would go in the lake of fire and they could be saved.
而使徒保罗呢，他为什么会在他的那个信里面写说，他真的非常非常的为那些犹太人难过，因为他甚至会想说，如果他可以代替他们进入那个火湖里，他都要为他们而死，因为那真的是一个恐怖的一个折磨。
And now obviously that's impossible because everybody needs to express their free will to believe in Jesus for salvation.
但是保罗是不可能替他们死的，因为每一个人都得要用他们的自由意志去决定是不是接受神所给的救恩。
But the fact that the Holy Spirit had Paul write that down means that Paul, he had this attitude. He wasn't just saying things, he wasn't making things up. That was his attitude, and that's how much he loved the Jewish people.
但是呢，这个圣灵充满的保罗，他会这样写，是因为他真的有这样的想法跟态度。虽然这个是不可能发生，但是他想要为他们而死，那是他那么爱那些人的一个表示。
And that's the ultimate in what we call impersonal love for the unbeliever. So it's a special kind of a love, just like God loves the unbeliever. And we can see Paul had that to a very high level.
而保罗呢，他对这些非信徒的爱，就好像耶稣基督对我们世人的爱一样，他是有那么那么高的程度的爱，所以让他有这样子的期望，是说他能为他们而死。
Okay, just to finish off in that verse, now we're in Jude chapter 1, probably verse 7, where it says, just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them.
好，然后在这个犹大书一章第七节呢，又说，又如索多玛、阿摩拉和周围城邑的人。
Since they in the same way as these indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh.
他们既放纵行淫，追求逆性的情欲，好像那些天使就受永火的刑罚，作为见戒。
Isn't that interesting that the writer here, Jude, he's drawing a comparison.Between the fallen angels having sex with a woman and men having sex with each other. They're going after the strange things, the things that God has prohibited.
所以这边呢，一章第七节说到的是一个很有趣的事情，他把那些放纵行淫的人，好，互相这个在索多玛和阿摩拉这些城的那些非常放纵的这些行淫的这些罪的人呢，把它比喻成跟那些天使、哦、他们来到人间跟人类做爱，把它当作同一件事情，因为他们说这样都会得到 永火的刑罚。
Okay, now we're going to stop for a break. During the break, you can just have a quick look at that passage in Genesis 19.
我们要休息五分钟，在这五分钟请大家看一下创世纪第十九章。
And then we'll come back in 5 minutes.
然后五分钟后开始上课。